nothing, you know. So what happened since 2020 at Bitrush? Very much, very much. So Chronicles of 2016. This is important because of the 5 years. So Bitrush was born in 2016 in August. This was the first time I had the idea about it, and I talked to the founders and the people who had the name before us. And so this was when it was born as this project to bring certain ideas and the manifesto to the world. So then the thinking took a while. So until October, I had the first draft of the manifesto, gave it to some people, asked if it's good, and then people joined. And in November, everything went online, and people started to slowly join in. And as you can see, we have 32 people on Bitrush EN who joined over from Freenode. So those are really active people, because you wouldn't join over. It was like, I think, 40 or 50 in the Freenode, so those are the lurkers, but 32 people have come over again. Really nice. So, 2020. This was just the last slide we had last year. So, what happened? Meme Party, Bitrush Foster. Yeah, before the pandemic, we were able to meet. Then, Binya became a member. We had another meme party. Yes, these are the easy meme parties. We always switch one bit. So, it's hard for the next one, but we are close to the next meme party. Yes, I'm working on it. Then Catalyst became a member, XML to TSV is a Bitrush project, and we're using it everywhere now to convert whatever is out there into an easy to parse TSV. Then Chronicles. We had our BitrushCon 2020 online during the corona pandemic. It was a short decision, but we made it. We had nice things to talk about the pandemic, about technical topics. Then New World Order support. We have a privacy hater project now at Bitrush. This is about configuring your Firefox and Chromium, so the privacy haters at Google and Fire and Mozilla don't hate you. Then we have a rocks library now with not safe for work pictures I added some days ago. Yes, it's about rocks. Yes, we'll not like the suckless rocks category. This is about rocks. Then we have a code style project now. It wasn't that hard, thanks to Evil Bob and everyone who contributed. We now can easily guide people how to write our code. Then we have the web service checker. We have a Hazmat, another meme party. Then S-Feed was released. We have the first intellectual porn gopher hole on Gopher. So whenever you feel horny, just go there. It's BitHub. And you can masturbate to complex sentences which make no sense at all but feel good. Then we have our Bitrush HTTPD, which was modified, which is simpler than any other HTTPD. It's just hard coding and serving. Then Anna was in a linguistics magazine for her profoundness. Yes, I think Linguistics posted it there. He's posted it. He's a linguist. Then ADC became member. Welcome. But we will celebrate this on the next slides. Then GoForLawn was changed. We have an internal structure change, which makes it easier to add some things, but it's slowing a bit down due to pandemic reasons. Yeah, I know it gets old to use the pandemic as an excuse, but I can still use it because of my job. Bitrush TV is born. We will have a whole talk about it. It's it's first TV station on Gopher. Then the Bitrush Snowman program is started. It gives you a snowman when you try to attend. Actually, it's always like when GitHub or whatever proposes some program which is so funny and doesn't work, we have our counter program like Bitrush Ideas. Then Bitrush Radio became available over Gopher. It's a really simple script. I mean, it's so easy. You just take the input and then output it over Gopher in a CGI script. AdWarm Snowman. Quink, no, Snowman, look at our Snowman project, it's like an avatar for you. Then we have the ECTS credits for free program, so in case you are lazy at your university, just print out some ECTS credits for Germany and or Europe and get your degree. It's easy, just send it in. I mean, you can do everything online now. You can study social sciences and never need to attend. Just generate your thesis or something. Then we have a new GeoMedi licensing model, which says use it however you like. Then Gramsci is a new Bitrate project for generating stuff. No, still in contact with me. Then we had the ransomware attack day. Of course, the problem was no one could attack us because there's no way. Then we have the Bitrate TV was extended to Dimensions. The TARDIS, of course, I think it's coming. Then we have a university now at Bitrate. It's the first online university in Gopher Space where you can get your meme degree. We also have meme professors. ADC is our first meme professor. Hello, Selene. Then we have Gopher S support in Curl. Parasite did it. Very good. There's also the movement to get all this debate on TLS done, but Parasite will talk about it in his talk. So we settle this whole dispute on how to do TLS over Gopher once and for all. CatPoint was released, so we make it better. Yeah, CatPoint. I mean, everyone's using it, but it supports all kind of presenters. We have PowerPoint support, PPTX support. Then we have now Bitrate Italiano. This is because of Leo and Catulus. Then the Bitrate Lawn Maintainer badge and instruction video is available, so you can easily find out how to contribute. Read Alert was released, get many. Then Bitrate OneLine goes online. This is like AOL, but BOL. And then LuaKit has now support, SDK did that, very good. SFeed Curses is developing, it's getting better. Bitrate TV gets the Dimensions and the TARDIS, which is like a remote controller for Bitrate TV. Maybe someone now has the idea to add it to XBMC or Kodi, so you can easily watch Bitrate TV Dimensions on your home TV, maybe? It's not that hard, it's just a playlist. Bitrate meme project comes alive, so this is like a slash meme of our Gopher hole, so you have a description of the meme file format and to easily extend the memes and get this meme industry running, because memes are not really professional on the web. We have to make it more professional on Gopher. SFeed, of course, Stacket was released. Very good work, Bob. Bob, you did a device. Nice work, Bob. Bob, very good. Then we have the Bitrate Cloud Cancel Service. I will talk about this canceling stuff, but we are the first professional service of cloud canceling, because if you feel the need for canceling anything, just cancel it and we support you. It scales, you can scale canceling easily. It's just fine. And SFeed Curses was released again. Then we had our first band party, Bitrate Area Network. Was very much fun. Because we played shooters, but it's all about creating the community and finding new ways, not just Gopher, but finding ways to express ourselves. Now we have tracking support, but it's more manual. So if you look at slash tracking on Bitrate Gopher Hole, you will find the way how we do tracking over Gopher. Yes, of course, you have to manually send some emails. Then we have the first strip club on Gopher Space. It's the XMR strip club. You can go there for evening, but first you need to be 18 and over for entering. Alcohol is a bit expensive, that's for sure, but that's because we want to get the money from the web people when they come in. But Bitrate members get premium access and low prices. Then we have the Bitrate Penis Extension Service. Yes, on the web you have to pay for it and you have to answer some strange emails, but in Bitrate you get it for free. So maybe this is some way to get world peace, because there's always a problem with penis length, but this is the easiest way. So we have a new game room game. It's made by ADC Vaccine Wars. Yes, it's especially made for the time we are now in, because everyone wants to get vaccinated. Okay, Quink is proposing a Bitrate breast expansion or extension service. I will think about it. No, Iron says it doesn't. Okay. Then we have the FLAA agreement now. So whenever you want to contribute, please read it. There's a FLAA agreement. This is about not talking bad about FLAA, and you have to eat FLAA sometimes in your life. But nothing else. It's just an agreement, but you have to agree it, otherwise we won't accept any contributions. Now, because of the Linode or Freenode problems, yes, I have to tell everyone, FLAA is like putting in Netherlands, and it's very nice, it tastes very good. We have something similar in Germany, and it's a reaction to the other city people having some agreement of giving away all your intellectual property so they can sell it. So we don't have that, but it's more fun and tastes better. IRC Bitrush August Online, we this was a longer discussion because LibreRoger chat and Freenode stuff and people taking over, selling your data and so on. Now we have our own system, we control it completely, it works, it's easy to scale, it's easier to control, we can add our features. I think it's a better solution. All IRC activity has been migrated to IRC, and now we have Bitrush books. So this is already the first extension on the new network, where you get a free book every day. INJ made this Gutenberg book archive frontend, which we are using, so you can read your TXT file book every day. And we have some art, some ASCII art is printed there too and recommended to you on this channel. Then we have a new game in Game Room, it's Gomoku and Conway Game of Life, sent in by Escape Insert, thank you very much. Then we have support for the Pearl Republic, because we have a representative of the Pearl Republic, the Poor Chop, who is spreading the Pearl World word, but we are more sea guys, so let's see what the future will bring. Then we have the Bitrush Ideas project. This is about bringing in ideas, it's an easy description. Then we have Dance Move project, this was prepared for dancing, because Anna now can give you nice dancing moves. And the Ad Cloud service goes online, because so no one has an excuse on Wednesday that he doesn't have ad, so everyone can contribute, and it supports sharing. So this is the first Ad Cloud service supporting sharing of files. Point Tools gets PPTX support, so in case you have some corporate presentation and want to give it to us on BitrushCon, it's now easily possible, just throw it into the converter. How comes people do not have ad? Catalyst is asking this. Well, Catalyst, there are some Linux distributions you really don't really want to use them who don't have ad installed in the default. Yes, this is blasphemy, I know. And of course, BRCon built-in. So let's go to the Bitrush member statistics. We have 13 members, very good. And the newest one is ADC. Welcome. ADC, welcome. Yes, the council stayed as is, because it will always stay like 5 people, so we don't have a draw. And I think we will only exchange them if they get mad or if they die or whatever, because there was no reason to change it. So the go for launch statistics, 178 links, up from 167. We had a major overhaul. It was slowed down due to the pandemic. I'm changing something, have some ideas to make it better. Now you have a contributor badge. Look at it. So whenever you contributed, you can add this badge to your website or your gopher hole or print it on your t-shirt. It's up to you. And there's an introduction video which will easily show you how to lawn the water the lawn. And we are waiting for your input. So whenever you find something, like for example INJ Quarry finds something, very nice. Then we have Anna as our lovely IRC bot. She is slowly maturing and getting on her own legs. I think she will earn her own money maybe next year or 2 years. She has grown strong and matured, but there's a separate talk about it. The second talk. Then we have council changes. This is for transparency reason, but we didn't have so much. We decided that ADC has become a Bitrush member because of contributions. So for remembering, if you want to become a Bitrush member, you contribute to with patches, of course, to Bitrush or to projects, and when you convince a majority in the council to vote for you as a Bitrate member, you become a member. But you have to ask if you want to become one. So, since Bitrate is working and we had no big conflicts, there were not many decisions made, and all problems have been resolved. Actually, there were no real council meetings, just for the decisions. We did everything was done openly in Bitrate EN. That's actually the culture I'm supporting. Maybe some other council members want to change this into some hidden so-called democracy like America or something, but I think open is better. So anyone has some questions about this? What? Escape insert is saying, allow me to first say congratulations, and Anna should own her own Dogecoins. No, I want to keep money out of Bitrate. Yes, I want to keep it out. Where's the financial report? So Lane, well, there is no financial report because everything's financed by me. It's that easy. And I give it as a private donation. Escape Insert is asking, is mayonnaise an instrument? No, mayonnaise is something to eat. It's food. Anna, system done right. No Dbus, IRC instead. No Journal D, IA instead. Yes. System D is not required at all. It's a disease. Congratulations. Yeah, I was a bit too fast with my talk. ADC, are you ready for your talk? You must give ad to the people of the world. Yes, Catalyst. That's the reason for our free access to the cloud service. There's no premium. It's just ad cloud, and everyone can use it. Just use SSH, it's free, it scales, use it to whatever you like. Joshua is spreading the conspiracy that systemd started as a Slack bot and then on Leonard's laptop and then spread to all the distributions. Nice conspiracy theory, thank you. Yeah, I'm ready, ADC, very good. So, thank you very much for listening, people. That's great. Poor Shop is asking if you can write Perl in ad. Yes, you can. And let's make it free for now. And Catalyst is planning to make ad cloud service available only for $150 per year. Now $150 per month. Okay. On the cloud. Thank you. Excellent. Online ad, you can start to monetize this. Yes, Quink is thinking the same like Hotelos. First make them addicted and then use them. Okay, then I will give everything to ADC. BitConnect.